WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp December.
December.
Got some of our old friends here lined up for the December program.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, good buddy Bob Johnson did a couple songs for us here last summer.
Yeah. Right.
And by golly, this one's a dandy. It's called a Honolulu, and I think we all had a good time recording this
one.
Yeah.
We're all cramped in this little studio here.
Yeah, I could told a little story on Craig about his Corvette and his pickup truck, too. But we'll let Bob introduce this one himself, because there's a lot of introduction on this song, and he gets into it. Here we go.
Sounds good.
Honolulu, that's it. This song is came on the heels of seeing the hula lady on Craig's dashboard, on the dashboard of his vehicle. So that's how it originated. And in my mind, I thought it was on the dash of his old Corvette, but it was his pickup, actually. Well, the first time I saw Lulu, we were in a yellow cab. It was downtown in St. Louis. She was up there on the dash. Well, she never moved muscle till we started on our way. Then she shook her skirt in them coconuts and she began to sway. Oh, Honolulu, Honolulu, where can a lonely boy like me find a lovely girl like you? With a little grass skirt and coconut top, too good to be true. Honolulu, I'm so in love with you. I'm thinking words again. Well, the cabbie said she don't say much and never pays the fare, but when she starts dancing, it's hard for me to care. She loves to dance, she loves me too, it's plain for all to see, 'cause when she does the hula, boy, she only looks at me. Oh, Honolulu, Honolulu, where can a lonely boy like me find a lovely girl like you? Know harmony, that little grass skirt and coconut talking too good to be true. Honolulu, I am so in love with you. We gotta pick it now. That I said to him, she must be hard to find. He said, I pulled her from a crowd down at the Five and Dime. I had him drive right to the store, ran straight down aisle three. That's where I found my Lulu, and I brought her home with me. Sing along. Honolulu, Honolulu, where can a lonely boy like me find a lovely girl like you? With a little grass skirt and coconut top, too good to be true. Honolulu, I am so in love with you. Oh, Honolulu, I am so in love with you. That's it.
There goes Bob. Honolulu.
Bob has lost his touch. Has he?
I love the images throughout there, the coconuts and everything.
Yeah. You know,
everywhere there. By golly, here's our buddy Bob.
That'll warm me up here.
I sure hope he is listening tonight out there in Arizona mountains, wherever he's out there. You
out
know.
That way someplace.
When I heard he went to Arizona, I thought, man, it gets hot out there. But he's up in them hills, isn't he?
I think he's up further up north.
The elevation, where not that heated up.
Well, it's not 113 every day or something.
Yeah. What do we got next, Juan?
Well, John, I'd like to salute my grandson, who's turned 5 this month. He turned 5 on the 1st of December, so he's a December baby. And I don't know if he cares about this or not, but anyway, maybe he can look back on it someday. And
I'm sure he will. He'll love it tomorrow, probably. Yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah, I saw him in the thrift shop.
Yeah.
He didn't beat on the drums like my grandson did.
It was
a tense moment. I lost him.
Well, the background of this song, too, is it's real homegrown, because the guy who's singing the song and wrote the lyrics to it is Bill Lineberry, and we've had good old Bill right in our
studio. We sure have.
And we got stuff by him.
Yep.
I wrote the tune to this years ago, and the melody, and it stemmed from not being able to play Blackbird properly. And so I just kind of knocked off Blackbird a little bit, but then kind of became its own thing. So I was inspired by my incompetence to write a tune out of it.
Rarely that happens.
Well, no, it's but then I used it just as a picking practice technique type thing. And anyway, then it kind of became a song, and somehow Bill got a hold of it. And I think this was recorded in Dave Mayfield's Subterranean Studio.
Oh, wow.
Down the block down here,
way down there, yeah. Oh, I walked by there many times and heard the stuff going on and wondered what that was. Now I know what it is. Yes.
And I think we were doing that. So this is about as homegrown as you're going to get here.
Here we go, right here in Greenville.
Right.
Here we are.
Passes by. Sleep, little man, I'll hold your hand, help with your plans till called on high. Go to sleep, little boy, hope your life's filled with. Passes by. Sleep, little man, I'll hold your hand, help with your plans till called on high. Go to sleep, little boy. Your plans, life passes by. Sleep, little man, I'll hold your hand, help with your plans till called on high. Go to sleep, little boy, hope your life's filled with love and you're washed from above with reverence. Go to sleep, little boy, and remember your roots. If you seek after truth, you'll stand a chance. Go to sleep, little boy.
Nice work, Swamp.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that. I should point out, this is written for my son, Blake, who is 34 now. The idea came to me kind of as a lullaby. I don't think I ever worked on him. I doubt if I work on my grandson either. I don't know, but maybe I'll give it a try this time. So. Anyway, I thought Bill had some nice lyrics that he put on there.
So. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah. And a enchanting melody there.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you got something for us here now?
Yes, sir. Got our old friend Dave Cordy, and this is a George Jones tune. I thought Dave did a wonderful job on back in a CD he cut in 1977,
oh, yeah.
A few years back.
Right.
Today I started Loving Her Again by Dave
Actually,
Cordy.
John, that was probably a tape that he did back then.
It was probably taped.
Well, I think he had a 45, like a... What do they call those? They had the extended play. For
Yeah, yeah. He got it on a CD somehow.
Yeah, along the line, I think.
Yeah. So okay. All right. Here we go.
Technicality.
Dave Cordy and the technicality. Started Loving Her Again right now. Here we go.
Started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears of pride. I should have known the worst was yet to come. That prime time for me had just begun. Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. Started loving you again.
Good job there.
Yes, he does. And you can hear some good changes of voice inflection in that. Mm-hmm. That you, of course, all us old guys have a problem with.
Yeah. I always had that problem.
Anyway, here's a guy who doesn't have any problems.
No,
I don't think.
No. Yeah,
talk about this next man up.
Buddy, Steve Clark, and we played him on the show before, and he's a pretty good friend of mine. We played in a band together for a little while. A few years back, and excellent guitar player, finger picking and flat picking, and good banjo. He plays harmonica too, so he's a good guy to have in the band. And he's gonna sing this song for you, and I believe it's a Merle Travis composition. So,
Guitar Rag.
Yeah,
Steve Clark. Here we go.
is a fella awful lucky for the way he makes his guitar moan. He hangs around, plays around the company store, picking like a chicken, picking up corn. All the gals in the county come and gather around, cause he's got rhythm in his bones. Then the feet start scooting in and shuffling drag, every time they hear the rhythm of a guitar rag. And when he gets that tone, he can make you moan. And when it starts picking and plucking them strings, he can make the deacon do the thing. Well, the fat and the skinny all give a little shimmy, and the head start to wiggling way. Then the feet start scooting in a shuffling drag, every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. Kentucky, there's a fella awful lucky for the way he makes his guitar moan. Well, he hangs around, plays around the company store, picking like a chicken, picking out corn. Well, all the gals in the county come and gather around, cause he's got rhythm in his bone. Then the feet start scooting in a shuffling drag, every time they hear the rhythm on the guitar rag. Yeah, when he gets that tone, he can make you moan. And when it starts picking in those strings, he can make the deacon do the pinwing. Well, the fat and the skinny all give a little shimmy, and the head start wiggling way. Then the feet start scooting in the shuffling drag, every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. Let me hear that guitar rag.
There goes Steve.
Yeah, he is mighty fine picking there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. Good playing. That was a great job on that one, I tell
you. Yeah, for sure. You know more about these guys than I do.
Okay, Lucky Leroy and the Rhythm Ramblers. Boy, we discovered them here a couple years ago, and we want to bring them back here.
What a name.
Again. What a name. And they were, I think, down in Harrisburg, Illinois, and did a lot of good work down there on radio and TV, I understand. And they're dandies.
They come out in the 50s sometime, you think?
Yeah, I think you can definitely hear a lot of Hank Williams in this one. And it's called Now Get Going, and it's Lucky Leroy and the Rhythm Ramblers right here on the Homegrown Program.
See, I get along without you anyway, so pack your rags and now get going. Well, all you do is sit around and lie. You don't do nothing but alibi, so grab your hat and now get going. You said that you were out with friends and having lots of fun, but all your friends turned out to be men, so now get another one. I put up with you for a long, long time, but now you've reached the end of your line, so get your jump, and now get going. Like a little old pup, so call a cab and now get going.
try to tell me all the time that you were doing right. But little gal, we quit being pals, so now get out of my sight. Don't try to come back, cause if you do, then baby, I've got news for you. Now pack your rags, and now get going. With you for a long, long time, and now I've reached the end of my line, so grab your rags, and now get going.
Wow, let's hear that for Lucky Leroy. Yeah, man, that was good.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff there.
Yeah, some good honky-tonk.
Yeah, get it going, Lucky Leroy.
Lucky Leroy.
Yeah. Up next, Swamp, we got a guy that, you can explain what's going on
just,
here.
The guy goes back a few years now. We had him in town here years ago and put on a show. I think Craig Bomberger was first to meet this guy. Mark Dvorak is his name. He was in town early on last summer, and talked to him a little bit, and got this, bought the CD of him, and it's a nice one. It's called Let Love Go On. The tune we're going to hear is called Every Step of the Way, and it's one that he wrote, so see what you think about this.
Here we go, Mark Dvorak.
I have come here today on this blessed occasion to meet all my friends in a happy reunion. Here I stand on my own as a new morning breaks, and I have walked every step of the way. I have wandered so long in the darkness of my prison. I have fallen and failed beneath my weary burden. I have looked for the light. I stood up just to say I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to say. Tell them I walked every step of the way. Every fear like a cloud casts a shadow sure to freeze me. Every devil desire will burn me then release me. With my heart, with my hand, and with every breath I take, I will walk every step of the way. Tell the one that I love there will never be another. Tell the liars and thieves they didn't need to bother. Tell the ones who I owe my debts will be repaid. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to stay. Tell them I walked every step of the way. There is no easy road to the kingdom of salvation. You must carry the load to your final destination. You must never turn back. You must not be ashamed. You must walk every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. I have walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to stay. Tell them I walked every step of the way. Tell the people I've come here to stay. Tell them I walked every step of the way.
Oh, Mark.
Mark.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, that was the Mark Dvorak trio on there, too, John.
So, was it?
Yeah, he's overdubbed himself.
Oh,
so
okay.
So he sang and played everything on this CD. So.
Wow. Yeah.
The Bark Trio.
Excellent job. Yeah. We'll get more off that CD.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Forthcoming shows.
Yeah. Sounds good.
We may not have this guy back for a while, and he hasn't been here for a while either, but I kind of like this
song.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
There's a little something to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Pride of authorship, probably.
Oh, okay.
Here's the old man with What They Say About What They Say. You know what they say about what they say, like when they say, sure it's gonna be hot today. But then they say, I like the hot better than the cold. Then they say, it's tough getting old. But then they say, well, it sure beats the alternative. Hey, you know what they say about what they say. But sometimes they just say it day after day after day. Like they say the market's up, market's down, but it looks like it could turn itself around. You know what they say about what they say? They say you got yourself a new haircutter. How come you miss that easy putt, you bum? You know what they say. But do they have to say it every day? Hey, they say the grandkids are coming for a stay. Well, as long as it's only for a day, too much of a good thing can be bad. But they expect to see old granddad. Look, he's still alive. Oh, don't get excited. That's just what they say. They say, are you working hard or hardly working? I wish I had a nickel every time I heard that one. But that's just what they say. Of course, if they didn't say it, you wouldn't hear it. Then you couldn't say, beats the alternative. It's just what they say about what they say. But they have to say it every day. Of course, they didn't say it every day. Sometimes you don't hear them, and sometimes they don't hear you. And then you hear the shortest sentence in the English language. Here we go. Ha. Ha. What you say? Ha. Ha. Well, Swamp, we got Christmas coming up in about 15 days.
15 days?
Yep.
I like to let all listeners know I wear an extra large shirt. So
okay, extra large for Swamp. Extra large for Swamp's buddy here, too.
That's right. You know, okay.
We're all extra large.
You can bring him by the station.
Anyhow, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And we'll see you next year on a homegrown program right here on WGL.
Yeah, boy.